We're holding at the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we're going to discuss more knots that are mutter and usher to do on Shabbos. Koshrin to lead bipsikya. A person can tie a bucket on the edge of a bar with a wide belt, because certainly you don't intend to be mevatel the belt from its original usage as something that would hold up your clothing, and to leave it there, because obviously it's only makeshift and therefore it's not a kesher shel kayama of a lo bechevel. But you're not allowed to tie the bucket with a rope, because that's something that has more permanence. Rabbi Yehuda says even with a rope it's mutter, and the Gemara will explain why exactly Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. The basic rule that Rabbi Yehuda says is anytime you have a knot that is not a kesher shel kayama, that is not meant to be a permanent knot, you're not going to be chayef for tying it on Shabbos. So we have this machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to tie a bucket with a rope onto a bar. So chevel b'may, ilim chevel b'alma, what kind of rope are we talking about? If we're talking about a regular rope, Rabbi Yehuda matzir kesher shel kayama hu, how could Rabbi Yehuda ever say it's mutzer? That's the very definition of a kesher shel kayama. El chevel b'gargi, it must be a weaver's rope. So since it's designated for weaving purposes, a person's not going to leave it attached to a bucket by a well, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda's matzir. Do you mean to tell me that the Rabban would ask her because they're making some sort of zera that you can't use a weaver's rope, lest you come to use a regular rope? Rabbi Yehuda Savar lo gazrinan, and Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't make such gezeros. But a minhu, I'll ask you a stira from another brisa that tells us chevel delisha nifsak, that if the rope of a bucket snaps, lo yehe koshro ela unvo, you're not supposed to tie a knot. You can only tie like a bow, and we don't make a gzera to asher tying a bow lest you come to tie a knot. But Rabbi Yehuda says you have to put the two edges of the rope that are torn one on top of the other and wrap something around those edges, opiskia, or a wider type of belt, in order to attach the two edges, but you're not even allowed to tie a bow. So kasher Rabbi Yehuda, it's a double stira, because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is against what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, because in our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda does not make a gezeira not to use a chevel gardi lest you come to use a regular rope, but here in the Brisa he makes a gezeira not to do a bow lest you come to do a knot. And it's a stira in the Rabbanan, because in our Mishnah the Rabbanan war goes there not to use a chevel gardi lest you come to use a regular rope, but in the Brisa they're not goes there on a bow lest you come to use a knot. It's not a stir in the Rabbanan. A person might mix up one rope with another type of rope, but a bow and a knot, a person is not going to mix up with each other. And it's not a stira Rabbi Yehuda either, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't, it's not that he's making a gzeira that you're not allowed to tie a bow lest you come to tie a knot. No, he holds that a bow is a knot, and that in fact itself is a violation of the malacha of kosher. So we have this double stira between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether we make a gzeira of something that's one step removed from kesher shel kayama, and at the end of the day, it's not a stira at all. So now the Gemara discusses whether you're allowed to tie a cow with a rope that's from its saddle. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. Maybe not a saddle, the evil, which is like the thing around its head. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. Maybe Adam Chevel Mitoch Beso V'Koshro B'Para Ube Evus. A person can bring a rope from his house and tie one end of the rope in the head of the cow and the other in the place with the feeding trough of the animal, where the animal feeds from. And we don't have to be choshesh that maybe when you untie the cow, you're not going to untie the part that's attached to the feeding trough, and you're going to be mevatel the rope that will always remain attached to the feeding trough, and that's going to be a kesher shel kayama. So Esve Rabbi Acha Aricha, Dehu Rabbi Acha Bar Papa, Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Acha, the tall guy, who was Rabbi Acha Bar Papa, said to Rabbi Abba, Chevel Shebe Evos, Kosh Rabapara, the Chevel that was already tied to the feeding trough, you're allowed to tie onto the cow, Vishebapara, and if the Chevel was already tied to the cow, Kosh Rabbe Evos, you're allowed to tie the other end to the feeding trough to keep the cow near the feeding trough, Ubulvachali, Avichavel Mitoch Beso, Vikshabapara, Ube Evos, but you're not allowed to tie both ends, one on the cow and one on the feeding trough. You're only allowed to tie it if one end is already tied. So isn't that a stira? Because we said, Rav said that you're allowed to tie each end, meaning both ends. So it says, "Mar hasam chavul diyama hachar chavul diyardi." Now the brisa that says that you're not allowed to tie both ends is talking about a regular rope. The brisa that says you're allowed to tie both ends is talking about a chavul diyardi, a weaver's rope, where we're not concerned that you're going to leave it there forever. So once we talk about a chevel de gardi, the Gemara discusses the various utensils that are used for weaving and their muktza status. Am Rav Yom Shmuel, klei kivai, the kelim of weavers, mutul taltum de Shabbos. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos, even though they're designated for a malacha, which is aser to do on Shabbos, because they're also ra'i to be used for other things. And the weaver is not makdid not to use them for other things. So it's not considered a klisha malachta le'iser, that would be asur metaltel. It's considered to be a klisha melachto le'isur ulaheter, which we treat like a klisha melachto laheter, and therefore you're allowed to be metaltel it for mutter usage, and even for the use of the kli itself. If it was in the sun and you want to protect it, so you want to move it into the shade, that's mutter too. So by minei Rabbi Yehuda, kovra elyon, kovra tachton mahu. So they asked Rabbi Yehuda, what about the beam that's called the upper beam, or the beam that's called the lower beam? So what's the din of those things? Do we say that that's mutter to be metaltel on Shabbos, or do we say that since they're heavy, they wouldn't be used for anything else, and they have the status of a klisha melachto le'iser, which would be usher to move on Shabbos. So in v'lav rafya biyadeh, he wasn't sure. He hemmed and hawed. He went back and forth on this shayla. He wasn't sure. So itmar, the Gemara tells us that that we have a way of resolving this suffix. That Amrav Nachman Meshmul Klei Kivai Mutzul Tazal Meshabbos. The kelim of weavers, you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. Afilu kovra elyon kovra tachton, aval lo ha'amudim. Even the upper and lower beams, just not the amudim that are in the middle. So Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Maishna amudim tola. Why is it that the amudim are different than the kovra elyon and the kovra tachton that you're not allowed to move? Elim to kovra gumos. If you can say that the reason for the issue is that when you take apart the amudim from where they are attached into the ground, so you're going to move around the dirt that they're you know, the amudim are the posts that hold it into the ground. So the dirt that it's stuck into is going to move when you remove it from the ground, and then you're going to be making a guma in the ground. So you're going to be making a hole in the ground. Well, that's not really a reason, because guma memela kavyan. The hole's already there. That happens on their own. You're not having kavana to make the holes in the ground. You're just taking out the posts and the holes happen, and that's mutter to tznan. Because after all, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Klayim, Hatomei lefes utznan is tachas hagefen. If a person hides away turnips and radishes under a grapevine in a way that he's not trying to plant it, he's putting it in a rocky ground or something like that, and he's showing that he's not interested in them taking root. He just wants them to be protected and guarded in the ground. So im miksas olav mgulim, if some of the leaves are sticking out above ground level, ein choshesh, he doesn't have to worry. Lo mishum klayim, lo mishum shviyas, it's not a violation of planting klayim, it's not a violation of planting during shmita. If it happens to have been a Shemitah year, and Velomi Shemaiser, and he doesn't have to worry about Meiser, if he already took Meisers from these vegetables, he doesn't have to take Meisers again when he pulls them out of the ground. We don't assume that they become bottled to the karka, and it's like they're being picked anew when you take them out of the ground. Then he told him B'Shabbos, and you're allowed to take them out, even on Shabbos, because they're not considered to be Mechubar LaKarka, they're considered to be Tlushim. So you see that just like taking out the lefes and the tznon on Shabbos is not a violation of making a hole in the ground, because the hole is nasis me'aleha. It happens on its own. So too, taking the posts out of the ground of the weaving utensil is also not a problem of making a guma on Shabbos. So says why you're right. The reason you're not allowed to take the amudim is not because of asiyas guma. The reason is that we're afraid that you're going to come to fill those holes, and that's going to be a violation of bone, besada lo asilashvigumos, and therefore, in a field, you're not going to come to fill the holes in order to straighten the ground, because you don't care in the field if the ground is straight. So that's why you're allowed to take out the lefes and the tznod from the field. But hacha b'bayis is, but when we're talking about in a house, like by a weaving, by a loom, asilashvigumos, then there's much greater likelihood that you're going to come to even out those holes. So by me, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Levi, Klei Kivai, the kelim of weavers, Kigon, Kovet Elgim, Kovet Atachlin, Malu Taltum, Shabbos, are you allowed to be metaltal these things on Shabbos? Amalei, Ein Metaltalin, Matam, Lufi Sheini, Talin, you're not allowed to be metaltal them because even on weekdays, no one moves these things from one place to the other since they're very heavy, and their entire purpose is for weaving, and therefore they have a din l'klishon nachtal iser. So Rabbi Yehuda, Levi disagrees with Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, who said before that you're allowed to be metaltal such things on Shabbos. New Mishnah. Mekaplin, you're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos when you stretch them out in order that they shouldn't develop creases. I feel above the chamisha pam, even 4 or 5 times. And with sinas hamitos, you're allowed to spread sheets over your beds in order to sleep on them. Mileli Shabbos for Shabbos, and you're allowed to do that even on Lel Shabbos for the sake of Yom HaShabbos. And certainly, you're allowed to fold clothing and spread the beds from Lel Shabbos to Tzorech Lel Shabbos and Yom Shabbos itself to Tzorech the Shabbos. Avalom mi Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. What you're not allowed to do is do it on Shabbos for its next use, which will be after Shabbos. That's Hachana already from Shabbos to Chol. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Mekaplin has Kelim Matzian as Amitos Miyom HaKippurim LaShabbos. So the Mishnah now discusses folding clothing and whether you're allowed to prepare from Yom Kippur that falls out on a Friday for Shabbos, which is the next day, and if you're allowed to prepare from Shabbos Lutzorich Yom Kippur, that happens to fall out on a Sunday. So this is Mekaplin as Kelim Matzian as Amitos Miyom HaKippurim LaShabbos. The Chelvei Shabbos and the limbs of the karbanos that were brought on Shabbos and were not yet burnt on the Mizbeach, Kraven, Yom HaKippurim could be brought on the Mizbeach and Yom Kippur, which falls out on Motzoi Shabbos. Avaloshel Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos. But the parts of the karbanos from Yom Kippur cannot be brought on Shabbos. So B'Kiva Omer, Lo Shel Shabbos Kraven Yom HaKippurim, Lo Shel Yom HaKippurim Kraven b'Shabbos. Either way, it's going to be also from Yom Kippur to Shabbos or from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Amri to be Rabbi Yannai, so they said in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yannai, Lo Shanu Ela Ba'adam Echad, that this din that you're allowed to be mekapel begadim on Shabbos is only in a situation where it's only one person, avol b'shnei b'nei adam, but if you have two people folding a very large garment, lo, that you're not allowed to do, because two people folding it together will really straighten it out very well, and it looks like they're being mesakin the beged. U'ba'adam Echad nami lo amaran ela b'chadoshim, and even with Adam Echad, it's only with new kelim that have never been washed, avol b'yishanim lo, but with the older kelim, with older clothing, they're not allowed to fold it because it's going to be misaking the clothing more so than it would by new clothing. Newer clothing is harder, and therefore it's not going to develop creases as quickly. And even the hetzer that we have by new clothing is only white clothing, but colored clothing you don't have the same hetzer. Why by colored clothing do you not have the same hetzer? Because when you fold them, it's a real full tikkun, because it's maintaining the coloring on the clothing when you take proper care of the clothing. And v'lo amar an ela she'ein lo lahachlis. That's only if you don't have other begadim to switch into. Al v'yesh lahachlis lo, but we would never be matir folding the clothing if you have other clothing to wear. Tanu shalbeisham gamliel lo yim akaplan klei lovin shalahem meishayil en lahachlis. And that's why shalbeisham gamliel wouldn't even fold their white clothing because they had other clothing they could have worn. Amar v'lim yesh lahachlis. If you have other clothing to wear the covered Shabbos, aside from these clothing that you wore during a weekday, you certainly should wear special Shabbos clothing. If you don't have other clothing to wear, you shall be gadav. At least you should lower your clothing so it looks like a longer garment, like Ashirim would wear. So that's why some people wear long on Shabbos, based on this Gemara, that even if a person wears a short jacket during the week, sometimes on Shabbos they'll wear like a frock as a way of showing to be Mishal Shel Begadim. Of course, it's not required, the halacha, because the halacha, you're just supposed to have Shabbos clothing. But doesn't that look like gaiva, that you're wearing clothing like Ashirim? So it says, well, no, given the Kol Yom, lo kavit, but in the kavit, lo mischazi karamas rucha. If it's something you only do on Shabbos, people realize that you're doing it for Shabbos, and not for the sake of gaiva. Good. V'chibadto me'asos trachecha, so says Gemara Widashim, v'chibadto, the Paskin Yishayahu says, v'chibadto, shlo yem al bushcho shel Shabbos, kim al bushcho shel chol. Your Shabbos clothing shouldn't be like your weekday clothing. V'chad Rabbi Yochan carrying the money, mech bedosai. Rabbi Yochan used to call his begadim, that which honors me, because begadim are mechabed their owners. Me'asos trachecha, shlo yem luchok shel Shabbos, ki luchok shel chol. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. That you're not allowed to do your own needs on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go into your field on Shabbos to see what it needs and check out your businesses, what they need. But chafei shemayim, things that are the tzarech shemayim, that is mutar to do on Shabbos. How much tzedakah we're going to have to give and what the children need for the yeshiva to do well, things like that. V'daber davar, the Gemara darshins, shleya diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. Even the way you speak on Shabbos shouldn't be the way you speak during the weekday. Dibur asur hirur mutar. Speaking shel chol is asur on Shabbos, but hirur of chol is mutar on Shabbos. Bishma makulurechi. So I understand all these drushes of Chan Darshin are well understood. Ella shaloye iluchach shel Shabbos ki iluchach shel chol. Mayhi, what does it mean? You're allowed to walk on Shabbos, same way you walk on the weekday. Kiadam Ravuna Marav Amila Amir Rabbi Abba Amir Ravuna Hayamahalich. B'Shabbos upaga ba'amas ha'mayim im yachal aniach es raglo vishon u'kodim shetakar shniya mutar v'im lav asur. If you're walking and there's a giant puddle, if you can avoid jumping, then you can take a giant step over the puddle. But if the only way to get over the puddle is by jumping, you're not allowed to jump. You should walk around it. Maskev l'rava hechi l'avi. What's the guy supposed to do? Lekif. He'll let him walk around it. V'kamapish v'ilucha. But by that, he's going to be walking longer. So it says, well, the abber, so let him walk right through the puddle. Zimn the mitzvah money maya, but then he's going to get his clothing all wet. Vatu de schita, and that will cause him to squeeze out his clothing, which is a violation of an Isra Shabbos. El Baha, kevin zolav shashapi dami. Well, that's the situation. Then he's allowed even to jump over the puddle. Elik, so then what does it mean that you don't walk on Shabbos where you walk during the weekday? It means the following. Elik, rabbi Yishmael, rabbi Yossi, ma'al so psia gasa. B'Shabbos, is a person allowed to take giant steps on Shabbos, take broad steps on Shabbos? Amalei v'chi b'chol mihutra, is anyone allowed doing that even on a weekday? Shani yom p'si agasam tal sechem mecham ishmeyasam memarein of shalotam. P'si agasam will take away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Says more, mahadle b'kdusha d'vei shimshi. And he could get back that eyesight that was taken from him by Kiddush on Friday night if he drinks from the wine of Kiddush. So that's the kind of hiluch that's also on Shabbos, to take a psia gasa. And if a person is posea psia gasa, on Shabbos, he's not going to have any tikkun. So even though you're never supposed to take a psia gasa, during the week, there's a way to fix it by drinking Kiddush wine on Friday night. But if you do it on Shabbos, then there's no way to fix it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis next time.